You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
You want to buy a new house. How will you do that? You will reach out to real estate agents, right? Imagine your real estate agent tells you about an upcoming project by a branded developer. He tells you that you only have to share a check of a certain amount to express your interest. Your check will not be encashed until the project is launched. If you share the check, whenever the project is launched, you will get your preferred unit. Will you do it? Most of us will do it. Most people are actually doing it. Should you do it? No, you shouldn't do it. Why? I'll tell you just that in today's episode of Why Not Mint Money. I am your host, Aparajita Sharma.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Let me share a story. I happened to visit a site by a branded developer where the sales lady told me that a new project is coming. All I had to do was share a non-bankable check, quote unquote, non-bankable check to book one unit, and when the project would get launched, I would get my preferred unit. In whichever direction, on whichever floor I want, I can get it if I share a non-bankable check to express my interest. This process is called expression of interest. In short, EOI. You have to express your interest to buy an apartment by sharing a check. When I asked the lady, what documentary proof will I get in return when I share the check? Then she told me that I'm not going to get any documentary proof. This will just be a confirmation on WhatsApp that I have shared my expression of interest, that I have shared that non-bankable check. Well, there is nothing wrong in sharing EOI. EOI is a document that a home buyer fills up and shares with the developer to express his serious intent to buy a property. The document contains details such as proposed purchase price, details of units and terms and conditions of future payments. However, what was happening was that no such document was being created in that case. I asked that lady that I should get something in return. I should get a documentary proof that I am sharing a check with you. But that lady refused to do so. That wasn't the system that she was supposed to follow. And this thing is happening quite rampantly. Even big developers are doing it. Big developers are asking interested buyers to share those kind of checks, those non-bankable checks. They don't give you any documentary proof nor details about units or prices which an EOI document is supposed to have. They still make you feel you are getting a special treatment, and gullible people do fall for it. Now you must be wondering that what is wrong in sharing a check? We are expressing our interest beforehand, so what is wrong in that? Well, here comes the legal angle. Section 3, Clause 1 of Real Estate Regulation and Development Act, meaning RERA Act, lays out that a promoter shall not advertise, market, book, sell, or offer for sale, or invite persons to purchase in any manner any plot, apartment, building, in any real estate project or part of it, in any planning, development or municipal area without RERA registration number. In a nutshell, unless a project has received RERA number, the developer cannot advertise that property. But in reality, not just promotion, not just advertisement, they are collecting checks in the names of EOI. It is a rampant violation of the law, which I experienced firsthand. Agents and sales team will tell you that, ma'am, RERA registration number Monday ko aa jayega, ek hafte mein aa jayega, you only have to share a check and everything will be taken care of. But it doesn't happen. By asking for EOIs, builders get the sense of the market and they accordingly fix the price. This essentially hurts your interest. How? Well, They will make you feel that you are getting special treatment. They will convince a lot of people to share EOIs, and that is how they will drive demand. And then later on, they will set higher prices. With more demand, higher prices. Agents will also tell you that demand is so high that right after launch, the prices will shoot and you do not have to pay all installments. You have paid your expression of interest of initial payment, and when the prices will move on, when the prices will jump, then you sell your unit. You don't have to pay all installments. You don't have to buy the unit in the first place. Just treat it as an investment. That is how they will try to convince you to share the check and to take the process forward. But it is very risky. The future is uncertain. What if prices don't move at all and you are supposed to pay all installments, whether you have the money or not? And if you miss one installment, you may lose whatever you have paid so far. It's a big risk. And since the project is not RERA registered yet, you will have no way to go and file your complaint. You will lose your money and you will have to fight a legal battle, and you will surely be standing to lose. So my advice, don't fall for EOI scam. Ask developers if they have received RERA registration number or not. And unless a developer is ready to give you an EOI document specifying details such as rates, size, area, total land, number of floors, floor area ratio, location, specifications of flats, do not share any check with the developer. In fact, the builder whose site I had visited, they were promoting their unregistered project by mentioning the RERA number of another project. Real estate regulator must take action against such builders who have been promoting projects before the launch in the name of engaging with channel partners. They say they are only engaging with channel partners by initiating those discussions before the launch. But this is not how it is. They are actually collecting checks. We never know whether they will get penalized by RERA or not. So buyers, beware. We will have to be vigilant for our own money. Avoid sharing EOI with developers unless they have received the RERA number. It's a disguised form of pre-launch sales, which is strictly illegal by RERA Act. I hope you liked the episode today. I am available on X by my handle, Apri_Sharma. And you can also look for my name on LinkedIn, which is Aprajita Sharma, and you'll be able to find my profile. For more such interesting podcasts, keep tuning into hdsmartcast.com. Thank you.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.